I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. This winter, not as many bald eagles are spending time along the Mississippi River near the Quad Cities. The reason may be mild weather plus other factors. During this year's midwinter bald eagle count, wildlife biologist and consultant Kelly McKay counted 912 between Clinton, Iowa and Keithsburg, Illinois. It's the fourth lowest count in the last 20 years for that 80-mile section of the river. From 2000 through 2009, McKay says the number of bald eagles he counted in that same area averaged nearly 2,500 per year.
Then, the last 10 years, from 2010 through 2019, that number dropped from almost 2,500 per year down to 1,400 per year. So, you know, that's about an 1,100 bird per year decline in terms of averages.
The Hampton ornithologist is also very concerned that the number of immature or young bald eagles was lower this year. Over the last 20 years, McKay says the percentage of immature eagles he's counted averaged 38%. This year, it was only 25%.
There are more and more eagles that are now wintering inland, and people take that as a good sign. They think it's a good sign because we're seeing eagles in places we never saw them before. That must mean there's so many more eagles. To me, that's not necessarily a good sign. Bald eagles are a fish eagle. They should be tied to the river systems. That's where they're supposed to be. And if they're going inland away from the riverways, there's a reason for that. And I think they're being forced inland to find food resources. Dead livestock out in fields, gut piles from the hunting season, winter-killed deer and other wildlife. They're being forced inland because I think they're not able to secure enough fish on the river. And I've been saying for 10 years that if this is a problem, if there's something going on with shad and it's going to start negatively impacting bald eagles, the first place we're going to see it is in the proportion of young birds.
Bald eagles mainly eat a fish called gizzard shad. Eagles didn't roost in large numbers along the Mississippi this year because of a lack of ice on the river, and that may have also contributed to the lack of gizzard shad. I'm Michelle O'Neill.